The Soldier and the State in Europe by William E. Watson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Soldier and the State in Europe by William E. Watson is a comprehensive study of the relationship between the military and the state in Europe from the Middle Ages to the present day. The book examines the various ways in which the military has been used to serve the interests of the state, and how the state has used the military to maintain its power. It also looks at the changing nature of warfare and the impact of technological advances on the military. The book begins by looking at the development of the military in Europe from the Middle Ages to the present day. It examines the various forms of military organization, from feudal levies to standing armies, and the role of the military in the political and social life of the state. It also looks at the changing nature of warfare, from the medieval period to the modern era, and the impact of technological advances on the military. The book then examines the relationship between the military and the state in Europe. It looks at the various ways in which the military has been used to serve the interests of the state, from the use of military force to maintain order and protect the state from external threats, to the use of the military to project power and influence abroad. It also looks at the role of the military in the political life of the state, from the use of the military to support the ruling elite to the use of the military to suppress dissent. The book also looks at the changing nature of warfare and the impact of technological advances on the military. It examines the development of new weapons and tactics, from the introduction of gunpowder to the development of nuclear weapons, and the impact of these advances on the nature of warfare. It also looks at the changing nature of the military, from the development of professional armies to the rise of the citizen soldier, and the impact of these changes on the relationship between the military and the state. The Soldier and the State in Europe is an important and comprehensive study of the relationship between the military and the state in Europe. It provides an in-depth look at the various ways in which the military has been used to serve the interests of the state, and how the state has used the military to maintain its power. It also looks at the changing nature of warfare and the impact of technological advances on the military. The book is an essential read for anyone interested in the history of the military and the state in Europe. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The state is the primary actor in the development of the military. The state is the primary actor in the development of the military, and its role in the development of the military is essential to understanding the history of warfare in Europe. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary actor in the development of the military, and its role in the development of the military is essential to understanding the history of warfare in Europe. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. From the earliest days of the Roman Empire, the state has been the primary actor in the development of the military. It has been responsible for the recruitment, training, and equipping of soldiers, as well as the organization and deployment of forces. The state has also been responsible for the development of military technology, such as weapons and tactics, and for the development of military strategy. In addition, the state has been responsible for the development of military institutions, such as the military academies, and for the development of military doctrine. The state has also been responsible for the development of the military's legal framework, which includes the laws of war, the rules of engagement, and the laws of military justice. The state has also been responsible for the development of the military's organizational structure, which includes the chain of command, the rank structure, and the division of labor. Finally, the state has been responsible for the development of the military's culture, which includes the values, beliefs, and norms that guide the behavior of soldiers. The state's role in the development of the military is essential to understanding the history of warfare in Europe. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. By understanding the state's role in the development of the military, we can gain a better understanding of the history of warfare in Europe. Main idea number 2. The military is a reflection of the state. the military is a reflection of the state, and its structure and organization are determined by the state. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The military is a reflection of the state, and its structure and organization are determined by the state. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state can decide the size of the military, the type of equipment it will use, the training it will receive, and the missions it will undertake. The state can also decide the roles and responsibilities of the military, and the way it will be organized and managed. All of these decisions will have a direct impact on the effectiveness of the military and its ability to protect the state. The state also has the power to influence the culture of the military. It can decide the values and beliefs that will be instilled in the military, and the way in which the military will interact with the civilian population. The state can also decide the way in which the military will be rewarded and punished, and the way in which it will be held accountable for its actions. All of these decisions will have a direct impact on the morale and effectiveness of the military. The military is a reflection of the state, and its structure and organization are determined by the state. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state can decide the size of the military, the type of equipment it will use, the training it will receive, and the missions it will undertake. The state can also decide the roles and responsibilities of the military, and the way it will be organized and managed. All of these decisions will have a direct impact on the effectiveness of the military and its ability to protect the state. Main idea number 3. The military is a tool of the state, and its purpose is to serve the interests of the state. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The military is a tool of the state, and its purpose is to serve the interests of the state. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes decisions about the size and composition of the military, the type of equipment and weapons used, the training and education of personnel, and the deployment of forces. The state also has the power to determine the roles and missions of the military, and to set the rules and regulations that govern its operations. The state also has the power to determine the budget for the military, and to allocate resources to ensure that the military is able to fulfill its mission. The state also has the power to determine the legal framework within which the military operates, and to set the rules and regulations that govern its operations. Finally, the state has the power to determine the political objectives of the military, and to set the strategic goals that the military must pursue. The military is a tool of the state, and its purpose is to serve the interests of the state. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes decisions about the size and composition of the military, the type of equipment and weapons used, the training and education of personnel, and the deployment of forces. The state also has the power to determine the roles and missions of the military, and to set the rules and regulations that govern its operations. Main idea number 4. The state is the primary source of military power. And its resources are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the ability to raise and maintain an army, to provide the necessary equipment and supplies, and to fund research and development. The state also has the power to set the rules and regulations that govern the military, and to determine the size and composition of the armed forces. In addition, the state has the power to determine the roles and missions of the military, and to set the strategic objectives of the military. The state also has the power to determine the structure and organization of the military, and to set the training and education standards for the military. The state also has the power to determine the roles and responsibilities of the military personnel, and to set the rules and regulations for the conduct of military operations. Finally, the state has the power to determine the rules and regulations for the use of force, and to set the rules and regulations for the use of weapons and other military equipment. The state is the primary source of military power, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the ability to raise and maintain an army, to provide the necessary equipment and supplies, and to fund research and development. The state also has the power to set the rules and regulations that govern the military, and to determine the size and composition of the armed forces. Main idea number 5. The state is the primary source of military legitimacy. The state is the primary source of military legitimacy, and its authority is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military legitimacy, and its authority is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is responsible for the recruitment, training, and deployment of the military, and it is also responsible for the maintenance of the military's equipment and infrastructure. The state also has the power to set the rules and regulations that govern the military, and it is responsible for ensuring that the military is able to fulfill its mission. The state is also responsible for providing the necessary resources to the military, such as funding, personnel, and equipment. Finally, the state is responsible for ensuring that the military is able to protect the nation's interests and defend its citizens. The state's authority over the military is essential for the development of the military, and it is important for the state to ensure that the military is able to fulfill its mission. The state must ensure that the military is able to respond to threats and protect the nation's interests. The state must also ensure that the military is able to maintain its equipment and infrastructure, and that it is able to recruit and train personnel. The state must also ensure that the military is able to protect the nation's citizens and defend its interests. The state must also ensure that the military is able to respond to any threats that may arise. The state's authority over the military is essential for the development of the military, and it is important for the state to ensure that the military is able to fulfill its mission. The state must ensure that the military is able to respond to threats and protect the nation's interests. The state must also ensure that the military is able to maintain its equipment and infrastructure, and that it is able to recruit and train personnel. The state must also ensure that the military is able to protect the nation's citizens and defend its interests. The state must also ensure that the military is able to respond to any threats that may arise. Main idea number 6. The state is the primary source of military discipline. The state is the primary source of military discipline, and its regulations are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military discipline, and its regulations are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is responsible for setting the standards of conduct for the military, and it is also responsible for enforcing those standards. The state is also responsible for providing the necessary resources for the military to operate effectively. The state is also responsible for providing the necessary training and education for the military personnel, and for ensuring that the military is properly equipped and prepared for any mission. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to respond to any threat or challenge that may arise. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its discipline and morale. The state is responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its cohesion and unity, and that it is able to remain loyal to its mission and its country. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its professionalism and its commitment to its mission. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its readiness and its ability to respond to any threat or challenge that may arise. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its discipline and morale. The state is responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its cohesion and unity, and that it is able to remain loyal to its mission and its country. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its professionalism and its commitment to its mission. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its readiness and its ability to respond to any threat or challenge that may arise. Main idea number 7. The state is the primary source of military technology. The state is the primary source of military technology, and its investments are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military technology, and its investments are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the development of new weapons, the acquisition of new equipment, and the training of personnel. The state also has the power to influence the direction of military research and development, and to set the standards for the use of military technology. In addition, the state can provide resources for the development of new technologies, and can provide incentives for the development of new technologies. Finally, the state can provide the necessary resources for the maintenance and upkeep of existing military technology. The state's investments in military technology are essential for the development of the military. The state's investments in military technology can help to ensure that the military is able to meet its operational requirements, and can help to ensure that the military is able to maintain its technological edge over potential adversaries. The state's investments in military technology can also help to ensure that the military is able to remain competitive in the global market. Finally, the state's investments in military technology can help to ensure that the military is able to remain a credible deterrent against potential adversaries. Main idea number 8. The state is the primary source of military strategy. The state is the primary source of military strategy, and its plans are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military strategy, and its plans are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is responsible for setting the goals and objectives of the military, and for determining the resources and capabilities that will be necessary to achieve those goals. The state also has the power to determine the structure and organization of the military, and to set the rules and regulations that will govern the military's operations. Finally, the state is responsible for providing the necessary resources and support to ensure that the military is able to carry out its mission. The state's decisions regarding military strategy are based on a variety of factors, including the political, economic, and social environment in which the military operates. The state must consider the potential threats to its security, the capabilities of its adversaries, and the resources available to it. The state must also consider the potential costs and benefits of different strategies, and the potential risks associated with each strategy. The state must also consider the potential impact of its decisions on the morale and effectiveness of its military personnel. The state's decisions regarding military strategy are critical to the success of the military. The state must ensure that its strategy is effective and efficient, and that it is able to achieve its goals and objectives. The state must also ensure that its strategy is flexible and adaptable, and that it is able to respond to changing circumstances. Finally, the state must ensure that its strategy is consistent with its values and principles, and that it is able to protect the interests of its citizens. Main idea number 9. The state is the primary source of military organization. The state is the primary source of military organization, and its structure is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military organization, and its structure is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is responsible for the recruitment, training, and deployment of personnel, as well as the acquisition and maintenance of equipment. It also sets the rules and regulations that govern the military, and it is responsible for the overall strategy and direction of the military. The state also has the power to declare war and to make peace. The state is also responsible for the financial resources that are necessary to support the military. It is responsible for the budgeting and allocation of funds, as well as the taxation of citizens to support the military. The state also has the power to raise and maintain a standing army, and it is responsible for the organization and command of the military. The state also has the power to create and maintain a reserve force, which can be used to supplement the regular forces in times of need. The state is also responsible for the development of military doctrine and strategy. It is responsible for the development of tactics and techniques that are used by the military, and it is responsible for the development of new technologies and weapon systems. The state is also responsible for the development of international relations and the maintenance of alliances. Finally, the state is responsible for the protection of its citizens and the defense of its territory. Main idea number 10. The state is the primary source of military training. The state is the primary source of military training, and its instruction is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military training, and its instruction is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is responsible for providing the necessary resources and personnel to ensure that the military is properly trained and equipped. It is also responsible for setting the standards for military training and for ensuring that the training is conducted in accordance with those standards. The state also has the responsibility of ensuring that the military is able to respond to any threats or challenges that may arise. The state is also responsible for providing the necessary resources and personnel to ensure that the military is able to carry out its mission. This includes providing the necessary equipment, personnel, and training to ensure that the military is able to effectively carry out its mission. The state also has the responsibility of ensuring that the military is able to respond to any threats or challenges that may arise. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its readiness and capability to respond to any threats or challenges that may arise. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its morale and discipline. This includes providing the necessary resources and personnel to ensure that the military is able to maintain its morale and discipline. The state also has the responsibility of ensuring that the military is able to maintain its readiness and capability to respond to any threats or challenges that may arise. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its morale and discipline in order to ensure that it is able to effectively carry out its mission. Main idea number 11. The state is the primary source of military recruitment. The state is the primary source of military recruitment, and its policies are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military recruitment, and its policies are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the recruitment of personnel, the training of personnel, the organization of the military, the equipment and supplies available to the military, and the overall strategy and tactics employed by the military. The state also has the power to determine the size and composition of the military, and the level of funding available to the military. All of these factors are essential for the development of a strong and effective military. The state also has the power to determine the terms and conditions of service for military personnel. This includes the length of service, the pay and benefits available to personnel, and the rights and responsibilities of personnel. The state also has the power to determine the rules and regulations governing the military, and the laws and regulations governing the use of force. All of these factors are essential for the development of a strong and effective military. The state also has the power to determine the role of the military in society. This includes the role of the military in protecting the state, defending the nation, and providing humanitarian assistance. The state also has the power to determine the role of the military in international affairs, and the role of the military in promoting peace and stability. All of these factors are essential for the development of a strong and effective military. Main idea number 12. The state is the primary source of military finance. The state is the primary source of military finance, and its resources are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military finance, and its resources are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the ability to allocate funds for the purchase of weapons and equipment, the recruitment and training of personnel, and the maintenance of military infrastructure. The state also has the power to set the terms of military service, including the length of service, the pay and benefits, and the conditions of service. In addition, the state can influence the development of military doctrine and strategy, and can shape the organization and structure of the military. The state's role in military finance is not limited to the provision of resources. It also has the power to shape the military's culture and ethos. This includes the ability to set the standards of conduct and discipline, and to promote the values and ideals that the military should uphold. The state can also influence the development of military technology, and can shape the way in which the military is used. Finally, the state can influence the way in which the military interacts with society, and can shape the way in which the military is perceived by the public. The state is thus a major source of military finance, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. It is essential that the state is able to make informed decisions about the use of its resources, and that it is able to ensure that the military is able to meet its objectives. The state must also ensure that the military is able to operate in a manner that is consistent with the values and ideals of the state. Main idea number 13. The state is the primary source of military intelligence. The state is the primary source of military intelligence, and its information is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military intelligence, and its information is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. It is the state that determines the size and composition of the military, the type of weapons and equipment used, and the training and education of the personnel. The state also has the power to determine the strategy and tactics of the military, and to set the objectives and goals of the military. In addition, the state is responsible for the intelligence gathering and analysis that is necessary to ensure the success of the military. The state is also responsible for the security of the military, and for the protection of its personnel and assets. The state is responsible for the development of the military's intelligence capabilities, and for the implementation of measures to protect the military from espionage and sabotage. The state is also responsible for the development of the military's operational capabilities, and for the implementation of measures to ensure the success of the military's operations. Finally, the state is responsible for the development of the military's strategic capabilities, and for the implementation of measures to ensure the success of the military's strategic objectives. Main idea number 14. The state is the primary source of military law. The state is the primary source of military law, and its regulations are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military law, and its regulations are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the establishment of rules and regulations, the organization of the military, the recruitment and training of personnel, and the provision of resources. The state also has the authority to declare war, and to determine the rules of engagement. In addition, the state is responsible for the enforcement of military law, and for the punishment of those who violate it. The state is also responsible for the maintenance of discipline within the military. This includes the enforcement of regulations, the imposition of punishments, and the maintenance of order. The state also has the authority to determine the rules of engagement, and to set the standards for the conduct of military personnel. Furthermore, the state is responsible for the protection of the rights of military personnel, and for the enforcement of international law. The state is the primary source of military law, and its regulations are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. It is therefore essential that the state is able to effectively manage the military, and to ensure that its regulations are respected and enforced. Main idea number 15. The state is the primary source of military culture. The state is the primary source of military culture, and its values are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military culture, and its values are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state sets the tone for the military, and its values and norms are reflected in the military's culture. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's training, organization, and operations. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of conduct, which is the basis for the military's discipline and order. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of justice, which is the basis for the military's justice system. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of honor, which is the basis for the military's honor system. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of ethics, which is the basis for the military's ethical system. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of loyalty, which is the basis for the military's loyalty system. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of respect, which is the basis for the military's respect system. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of service, which is the basis for the military's service system. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of duty, which is the basis for the military's duty system. The state's values and norms are also reflected in the military's code of courage, which is the basis for the military's courage system. The state's values and norms are essential for the development of the military, and they are the foundation for the military's culture. The state's values and norms are the basis for the military's values and norms, and they are the foundation for the military's culture. The state's values and norms are the basis for the military's code of conduct, and they are the foundation for the military's discipline and order. The state's values and norms are the basis for the military's code of justice, and they are the foundation for the military's justice system. The state's values and norms are the basis for the military's code of honor, and they are the foundation for the military's honor system. The state's values and norms are the basis for the military's code of ethics, and they are the foundation for the military's ethical system. Main idea number 16. The state is the primary source of military education. The state is the primary source of military education, and its instruction is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military education, and its instruction is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state provides the military with the necessary resources, such as training, equipment, and personnel, to ensure that the military is prepared for any situation. The state also sets the standards for military education, which are necessary for the development of the military's capabilities. The state also provides the military with the necessary guidance and support to ensure that the military is able to meet its objectives. Finally, the state is responsible for ensuring that the military is able to maintain its readiness and effectiveness in the face of any threat. The state's role in military education is essential for the development of the military. The state provides the military with the necessary resources, guidance, and support to ensure that the military is able to meet its objectives. The state also sets the standards for military education, which are necessary for the development of the military's capabilities. The state also provides the military with the necessary guidance and support to ensure that the military is able to maintain its readiness and effectiveness in the face of any threat. The state's role in military education is essential for the development of the military, and its instruction is essential for the development of the military's capabilities. Main idea number 17. The state is the primary source of military morale. The state is the primary source of military morale, and its support is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military morale, and its support is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state provides the resources and support necessary for the military to be successful, and it is responsible for setting the standards and expectations for the military. The state also provides the necessary training and education for the military, and it is responsible for ensuring that the military is well equipped and prepared for any mission. The state also provides the necessary support and guidance for the military, and it is responsible for ensuring that the military is able to meet its objectives. Finally, the state is responsible for providing the necessary motivation and inspiration for the military, and it is essential for the development of morale and loyalty among the troops. The state is the primary source of military morale, and its support is essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state must ensure that the military is well-led and well-trained, and it must provide the necessary resources and support for the military to be successful. The state must also ensure that the military is well-equipped and prepared for any mission, and it must provide the necessary training and education for the military. The state must also provide the necessary motivation and inspiration for the military, and it must ensure that the military is able to meet its objectives. Finally, the state must provide the necessary support and guidance for the military, and it must ensure that the military is able to maintain its morale and loyalty. Main idea number 18. The state is the primary source of military logistics. The state is the primary source of military logistics, and its resources are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military logistics, and its resources are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the provision of resources such as personnel, equipment, and supplies, as well as the development of strategies and tactics. The state also has the power to determine the size and composition of the military, and to set the rules and regulations that govern the military. In addition, the state is responsible for the training and education of the military personnel, and for the maintenance and upkeep of the military infrastructure. The state is also responsible for the development of the military's doctrine and strategy. This includes the development of the military's operational plans, the development of its tactics and techniques, and the development of its organizational structure. The state also has the power to determine the level of resources that are allocated to the military, and to determine the level of funding that is available for the military. Finally, the state is responsible for the oversight and management of the military, and for ensuring that the military is able to meet its objectives. Main idea number 19. The state is the primary source of military doctrine. The state is the primary source of military doctrine, and its principles are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military doctrine, and its principles are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. This includes the development of strategies, tactics, and operational concepts, as well as the organization and training of the military. The state also has the power to determine the size and composition of the military, and to set the rules and regulations that govern the military. In addition, the state has the power to determine the budget and resources available to the military, and to set the terms of service for military personnel. The state is also responsible for setting the standards for the military, including the standards of conduct, discipline, and training. The state is also responsible for setting the rules and regulations that govern the use of force, and for setting the rules and regulations that govern the use of weapons and other military equipment. Finally, the state is responsible for setting the rules and regulations that govern the recruitment and retention of personnel, and for setting the rules and regulations that govern the promotion and advancement of personnel. The state is the primary source of military doctrine, and its principles are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. By setting the standards for the military, the state is able to ensure that the military is able to meet its objectives and fulfill its mission. The state is also responsible for ensuring that the military is able to operate effectively and efficiently, and that it is able to protect the interests of the state and its citizens. Main idea number 20. The state is the primary source of military innovation. The state is the primary source of military innovation, and its investments are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state is the primary source of military innovation, and its investments are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. The state can provide resources for research and development, and it can also provide the necessary infrastructure for the military to operate. Additionally, the state can provide the necessary personnel and training for the military to be effective. The state can also provide the necessary funding for the military to purchase the latest technology and equipment. This allows the military to stay ahead of its adversaries and remain competitive. Furthermore, the state can provide the necessary resources for the military to conduct operations and maintain its readiness. Finally, the state can provide the necessary support for the military to carry out its mission. The state is the primary source of military innovation, and its investments are essential for the development of the military. The state has the power to shape the military, and its decisions have a major impact on the development of the military. By investing in the military, the state can ensure that the military is well equipped and prepared to meet any challenge.